Welcome back to Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. I am Quentin Carter, Senior Pastor of Reeds Chapel Church of God in Grandview, Tennessee. And our devotion for today is Psalms 95, verse 6. Now, there is context with this verse. We'll probably read all of Psalms 95 because there's a lot more to it. But just in verse 6, we'll go ahead and read that. Psalms 95, verse 6 says, "O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Right? And it gets right to the point of God being the Creator and the Maker of all things. Just as Jesus says, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, right? And so we read this psalm, and you know, that's how we should go into our congregations, right? Just bowing down, kneeling in the presence of our God. I've been preaching this quite a bit here lately, that where two or three are gathered, He, in His name, right, He is in the very midst of us. And sometimes we can distance ourselves in our minds, okay, just because just because we're feeling a certain way or certain situations are going on does not mean that He's not in the very midst of us. And, you know, how do we act? How do we, it's just a good reminder every morning, you know, and especially when you get into the congregation, right? When you go to your church, whatever church that is, and you get to worship God. I mean, just imagine how you would worship if you were in heaven in the temple and God the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit were all right there. We get glimpses of this in the book of Revelation where they are crying out night and day, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come," right? And His presence should totally make us bow and kneel before Him. I just don't. In reverence and honor for what a wonderful life He has given us. Now, obviously, that's subjectively speaking, as far as situation to situation. But life is amazing, just in the aspect of you can eat, you can see, you can breathe, you can. You can have children, you can have pets, the list is endless, right? You can go hiking, you can go on roller coasters. I mean, all these different things that, you know, whatever you find enjoyable, right, concerning creation itself, just, you know, the bare minimum of, even if we just got rid of all technology, right, what would you find enjoyable in life? And all that you see, the heavens, the earth, all that there is in, God has made, right? Even down to ourself, we know that in the beginning, God made man in His image. And so, even down to our own bodies, just a miraculous series of systems going on here, even in the body. I think there's 12 systems running all at the same time. Nervous systems, cardiac systems, respiratory system. You've got all muscular system, skeletal system, all these systems perfectly in unison, allowing our spirits, right, to control and guide this body. Just this tent that I live in, right? Mine is bald and it has beard, but I can't not just thank God for all that there is, right? Now, we know that in this world we have choice, and God has given us that liberty, and therefore not all things in the world are good, right? We understand that. We're not naive or superstitious to the fact that there is much evil in the world, that the power of the prince of the air is, you know, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we know that's in the world as well. We're not naive to that. But Scripture says every good gift, right, is from the Father of lights. And so everything good in your life is from God. And so let's just read this psalm. That was kind of a lengthy opening there. But let's just read it and see what it has to say. Let's start in Psalms 95, verse 1 there. It says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, the Lord our maker," right? "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest." So, lot going on here in this psalm, but it really brings back the remembrance of Moses leading the captives out of slavery, right? Leading Israel out of Egypt, and all that he did in that, God was proving himself with miracle after miracle after miracle. Just the fact that Pharaoh let his entire labor force go, right? Amazing. All the plagues they saw against the Egyptians. And then the parting of the Red Sea swallowing up the Egyptian army, water coming from a rock, manna just appearing on the ground for food, all that God did, right? And so he brings that back. But yet still, people will harden their heart. They will believe the deception, the lie. And he was grieved with that generation because they refused to believe him. This is the amazing aspect of the gospel, that even when you see mighty miracles, works of God, people still Scripture says, you stiff-necked, you always reject the Holy Spirit. They still reject the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is He who is here on earth, imparting the Spirit of Christ to each one that believes, right? And even though you've seen lives changed because of belief in Jesus, countless, thousands, I know people that have had a complete change of life, myself included, people will still reject God. And it doesn't matter how big the miracle. As we see here, His own people just wandered in the wilderness and complained about everything. So let's just let this devotion speak to you. Let's not live our life complaining about the things that we don't have, right? Let's focus on what all God has made and what God is doing in our lives and who God is. He is the maker of all. He deserves praise and honor and glory, and we are vessels of worship. You will always worship something. So repent today, right? Don't harden your heart. Give in to the conviction of the Holy Spirit pricking your heart of your sins against God so He can forgive you and lead you, right? So you will be of His pasture and you will hear His voice and you will be His sheep, right? And, you know, He has His rod and His staff, and I promise you, they will comfort you. Life is tough. I don't know how people do it without God. Stubborn, I would assume. But I did it for a while, right, without God. And I came to the end of myself. And so next time you go to worship the Lord, realize He is the maker of all and He deserves everything. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Worship and bow down today. In Jesus' name, bless you guys. We will see you tomorrow.